Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with T.G. Watkins, director of stocks over at Simpler Trading, also writes the Profit Pilot website, which I will post below this interview. Now T.G., look, you are a very active trader. You're looking for short-term opportunities, you're trading swings, but it's summer and the volume's less, the swings are a little bit muted, and quite frankly, the markets are pretty boring. What does that mean for a trader like you, somebody that wants to be active in these markets?
Well, it means you kind of need to reframe your expectations. So we've been in a few good trades that are working out, but man, it's kind of like watching molasses try to move down. It's just super slow. We have to get used to only a couple percent per day or a couple percent per week kind of gains. And then they're up, down as far as following the channel. You know, I keep always talking about it, but November through February was absolutely amazing. And it was fun. It was exciting. Every day we had, you know, multiple double digit type moves in these stocks. And today we're just kind of in things that are just grinding. They grind up. Yes, they're working, but man, they take forever. So just, yep, reframing expectations, I think, is important right now.
So TG, when it comes to expectations for, let's say, U.S. equity markets, look, there's always the bears out there that say that a big correction is due. And in all fairness, there are some fundamental and valuation factors that we can look to that say, wow, these stocks really have gotten ahead of themselves, but they just keep on moving higher. So what's your outlook then for U.S. equity markets?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And I think some people, you know, who are the bears are looking at things like Amazon, or they're looking at Roku that just had earnings, or Etsy that just had earnings, and these bigger popular names suddenly are going down on earnings, and they're looking at this as kind of the bellwether and some signs. It might be, but it might also be that for whatever reason they move them on earnings, they drop them back down to support area, and they get bought back up. Now it's still too early to tell because Amazon hasn't recovered yet. Roku, Etsy just happened. We don't know. But then we look at other things, you know, Facebook seems to be doing fine, Google's doing fine, and then even Snapchat had a big earnings move to the upside. TeamViewer had a good move to the upside. All that, it's really, really mixed out there, and it is challenging to figure out where we're going to go. But I keep looking at the indexes, and they're hanging out. They're doing okay. Even the IWM, I keep looking at that and saying, hey, you know, this thing has only been going sideways. It really has only been going sideways for such a very, very long time. And it's starting to come into what might be support. It's coming into the monthly 10 SMA. It's got the weekly 50 underneath there. It's got the daily 200. And it just won't go down over the last couple weeks. And so I'm very cautious on the bear side, and I'm still just playing the bull side.
Well, TG, it's interesting that it seems like the market's have really shrugged off for a while now the fundamental news, like even something like an earnings report. Yeah, some of the tech stocks sold off, but the majority of them sell off to a moving average, as you point out, then they get bought right back up. And so it seems like even the entire market, and maybe some of that is algo trading, or maybe some of that's just other technical analysis looking at it, but do you just see that we remain in a bull market just strictly from the fact that when things hit key moving averages, they get bought, and that dispels bull market?
I would generally say that because, yes, as long as price is over an uptrending moving average, then, yeah, we're looking good. Mostly what I would say is that I'm still seeing a fair amount of energy out there. Like, if this really was a market that is turning into something and it's going to start falling apart, I feel as though we wouldn't be seeing as many ups as we do. And there are still out there. I mean, things are still moving up. They might be like molasses, as I said, but they're still going up. You know, we've got a couple solar stocks that are looking good out there. We've got Tesla that's looking good. You know, I know the Chinese stocks are having their own problem, but we look at something like NIO or LI or XPEV, and they're still hanging out. So I don't see that things are just crumbling all around. They've kind of just been rotating in general. And the small caps that we played months ago, I mean, those are the ones that have been falling apart, but they're all starting to come into double bottom areas on the monthly and the weekly. And so I'm just watching to see if maybe towards the, I don't know, another few months towards the end of summer, if they start to pick up when hopefully more traders come back and there's just more activity and more volume.
So TG, were you concerned at all about the lack of breadth in that last push higher by the U.S. equity markets when it really was just supported by the larger tech stocks? I know a lot of the bears were pointing to that aspect is just another sign that these markets are a bit shaky. But in all fairness, we've seen big tech lead the markets higher anyway. And again, we just haven't seen that major market correction even after a slowdown in some of the big tech names.
Yes, definitely. I was concerned about that. A lot of us were concerned about that. That was definitely the talk of the town, basically. Like, you know, how can this market stay up with when we have such bad breath? That's everything that people were talking about. And I just kept thinking, I kept looking at it. I was like, okay, well, it's not going down. And yes, there are a few stocks that are holding this thing up. And it is weird. It's kind of like you look at the indexes and all the lights are flashing, but no one's home. And so, yeah, we were definitely concerned and we were looking for pullbacks. In fact, right around June or July 20th, we got a pullback in the markets. And I was thinking, okay, if this thing wants to go down further, then we'll get the NASDAQ down to the daily 50. And it didn't. It pulled right into the daily 21, bounced, and then hasn't looked back. And I look at that and say, okay, I guess we're just not going to go down. And one little theory that I kind of keep toying around with is that maybe bad breath is actually just a way for the rest of the market to cycle down and get into a position to where it might be ready to go up sometime later. I mean, think about this. So, and I don't know if I'm right or not, but I think it's an interesting concept that if the markets stay up and some of the big winners and leaders stay up, meaning that they're good, but the rest of the market, like let's say 80% of the market, bad breath, right, keeps going down, 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 down. Eventually, if they find some support and they kind of trend sideways for a little bit and they start building a base and the rest of these other names are still holding up, meaning, okay, on the surface, there's still a bull market, then what happens if those names eventually become viewed as value or at good opportunities and money starts coming back into them and then they start picking up? Well, then we've got the market turbocharged again. And really what happened was there was just a giant rotation underneath the surface from bad breath into better breath. So what if bad breath doesn't actually pull the market down? It just happens to be a type of rotation. I don't know. It's a concept I'm thinking about.
It is an interesting idea, TG, and it's possible that the money rotation would just simply go into those areas of the market that have been more beaten down and are near support. So speaking of an area that's been beaten down that we follow, any thoughts on the gold and silver stocks or that sector? Because that's an example of one that hasn't really run up with the tech stocks. Could there be some money flows into the gold and silver space or even into the commodity space the way you're looking at it?
Yeah, we're looking at it. There are a few of us over at Simpler that are trying to trade gold long. In fact, we had a pretty good setup in the gold futures yesterday that I was talking about. I had a live trading segment with my subscribers on Tuesday, and we talked about the futures. And then Wednesday, they popped up. And then here we are Thursday. They have given it all back. So it is challenging. There are setups here and there, but again, a lot, same thing like a lot of stocks, they're just kind of not moving. They're trading sideways. They've got some pops, but they just haven't quite found the catalyst to really hold their moves and start on the next new trend. And I am seeing that across the board in just so many tickers out there, and gold is not too far off the mark as far as that either. It's underneath some of these moving averages. Like, it's still underneath the weekly 50. It's underneath the daily 50. It's even basically underneath the monthly 10. And so until these things can start catching some traction on the lower time frames and turn these moving averages from resistance into support, we're just going to have to wait and see.
So TG, what would be your entrance strategy then? You outlined a number of the moving averages that gold or gold stocks are still below. How would you enter a position in terms of which moving average gets taken out so that you move into it?
Well, it's a process, right? And where does this stuff start? I always refer to it as a snake. And you got to think about, okay, the head of the snake leads the rest of the body. Well, what's the head of the snake? Usually the lower time frames. If you're a 1 minute person, fine, call it 1 minute. But for me, I look at the 15 minute and the hourly. And those are where prices are going to start moving. So if we can initially start to see price get over the 15 minute 50 and start to follow that, great. Then that's most likely going to put price over then the hourly 50. And then if price can stay over the hourly 50, then eventually that's going to put price over the daily 50. And then if price can stay over the daily 50, well, then it's going to eventually get over the weekly 50. And if it can get over the weekly 50, then we're going to start getting back on top of the weekly 10. Right. So if you start from the low and start to work your way up, then we can start seeing this this process turn into a bullish sentiment. But right now, gold is just nowhere. It's sideways. It's underneath some moving averages. It's over others. And it just is basically sideways. And it can't catch. It can't actually confirm that any of those moving averages are support yet.
Well, let's just shift over to one more market, TG, before we wrap up. And that's the cryptoverse. You know, when you're looking at Bitcoin, Ethereum, things in the crypto space, any thoughts on that? As I know you follow those markets.
Yeah, it's doing another one of the patterns that I look at. I spoke to my subscribers again on Tuesday about this, and I know that there was that big move a few weeks ago, you know, kind of talking about Amazon potentially using crypto or Bitcoin for payments. So that kind of created, I think, a short squeeze. And it ran into some resistance overhead. You know, again, this is kind of the teachings that I do for my subscribers. But I said, hey, this is the first half of the typical pattern that I see of a bottoming pattern. And it's like, this is just the first move. It's the first half of the move. So first portion. And now I'm just waiting for the second half. And I'm waiting for the second move, which is basically I'm waiting for price to pull back into support. So right now it's crossed over resistance. Now I want to see price pull back into support. And I just wait until I can see that happen, until we see it confirm. And then that again factors into what I was talking about gold, where when price pulls back into support, then I want to see price hold these moving averages to the upside, and we've caught a trend. So sure, right now I can be generally bullish on Bitcoin or cryptos, but I'm going to have to see it happen. I like the initial move. Let's watch for the pullback. I am watching things like MSTR. It's starting to look pretty interesting. In fact, now that we've had earnings, I might actually do a little bit something. I'm looking at it right now. It's actually doing what I want it to do today. And then things like Riot, Mara, maybe even CAN, there's SOS. You know, some of these things are starting to look a little bit ripe, because these miners or stocks that are related to Bitcoin, they will take off when Bitcoin is ready. And what I'm seeing is that these ancillary or peripheral names are starting to look kind of ready. So it makes me think that Bitcoin might be setting up too. So I've got my eyes on it, but I have to wait for confirmation, and they're not quite there yet.
All right, TG, very interesting comments. Thanks for breaking down what you look for in some of the chart setups and some of the areas that at least you have an eye on. But yeah, look, these markets, we're in summer trading. That's just the way it is. But it's also a good time to kind of reanalyze where everything is going and make sure that you do have the, I guess, right outlook for the markets. TG, as always, thanks for your time, buddy. We'll chat again in another couple weeks.
Great. Thank you.